Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Not me is the lead singer, by the way, for those of you who wonder, who's that lead singer? I'm the lead voice, but not the lead singer in this organized, customized, awesomized radio program called the Doug Stephan Good Day program, made awesome by the presence of Jay Kirshner. The whole idea of conversation is to reflect, I think, anyway. I saw somebody who had posted something, you know, you deal with feet and reflexology, how you, you know, have you ever done that? Have you ever had your feet so tired? There are so many nerve endings on the end of your feet. The acupuncturist sticks needles. You ever have acupuncture?
Oh, that I've never had that done. I would love to have that done. But it looks so cool.
Right. Very good.
The acupuncture, the acupressure.
Yeah.
What is it? Fascia release? Fascia release is my favorite.
Yeah, that's right. That's what that is. So I was thinking instead of reflexology, we could be reflectologists. Reflect versus reflex.
Ooh, we're reflecting. Deep. I like it.
You like that? Okay. Write that down somewhere. It's a pearl of wisdom from the Good Day program, along with some good news from the Yankees bleachers. That's about the only place there's any good news. The Yankees suck other than this sort of, yeah, there's a Red Sox fan.
Tell us you're from Boston without telling us you're from Boston.
In the ninth inning of a baseball game, a young girl held fans in section 202 of Yankee Stadium on the edge of their seats as she repeatedly tried to flip a water bottle in the air and have it land upright on a bleacher. After a number of unsuccessful tries, this young lady successfully landed the bottle, and then the fans went up into a state of pandemonium. That's silly, but kind of fun.
So cute, yeah. It was really sweet because you could tell too that she didn't realize that so many people were watching her, and she's just flipping it. And when she gets it, she finally gets it. Everybody is just cheering. And what's kind of funny is she lifts that water bottle up in celebration and somehow manages to spill some down her back.
down her back.
But then the game. This was in the ninth inning. It was a little bit of a lull, but then the game picked up and everybody started paying attention to the game again. But it was just such a sweet moment. Like, everybody just went so beyond crazy as if it were the ninth inning of the last game of the World Series and a grand slam was hit to win it. It was so fun.
Well, that's the kind of stuff that people love to watch. And they can, then they'll probably try it themselves, right? Wouldn't you try it yourself? I try it myself. I stick for my grandson's benefit. Oh, you saw me do it when we had the dinner at the Lobster in Santa Monica. I stick my spoon on my nose.
Oh, yeah.
It sticks there. It's really very mature. But it's good for my grandson. And my daughter looks at me askance. Okay, let's get to some of the other things that are going on here. More Supreme Court focus. The polling that has been done, you could figure this was going to happen. You knew there would be a poll almost instantly on the overturn of Roe v. Wade. So if you want to know what the, this is a question for women, about women, and it's not looking good for those who think that that this is the right thing to do. 67%, two-thirds of the women in the country, according to this survey of about 1,600 people around the country by CBS, suggest that overturning the landmark case is not something that they approve of. Strong disapproval.
Yeah. Oh, completely against it. And then
completely disapprove. Yeah.
They did poll men too, and it was about half for men. 51% of men were against it, and they also did a breakdown of Democrats versus Republicans. 83% of Democrats said they disapproved the Supreme Court's actions, while 78% of Republicans said they approved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not 100 either which way.
No.
Which a lot of people. Yeah, which I feel like, Doug, we do a good, we try to do our due diligence in not putting everybody in a box. But you'll see that in a lot of other news media where
the Democrats are doing this and the Republicans are doing this.
And it's never whole.
Yeah. But an example of that is Mitch McConnell crowing all over the place, suggesting that the court delivered exactly what he wanted and that Trump was the means to their end. Basically throwing Trump under the bus. Now, Trump is, it's interesting with all the focus on January 6th and Trump looking bad in the Roe v. Wade thing, or at least the appointments. I've never thought Trump was this intelligent, strategic thinker. He's not, you know, he's kind of a somebody that you want to put into a fight if you want to get the other person bludgeoned. He's the guy to do it. But he doesn't, he's not smooth, he's not cultured, he's not, I don't even think he's really that convincing, frankly, but he did what McConnell and the other right wings, it's appropriate to call them right wingers, just like I call the folks on the left wing lunatics, the right wingers have taken over, they've had their say, or they're having their say, and McConnell is pretty much, he said, oh, see, this is what we're going to get. This is good. And meanwhile, Clarence Thomas, who seems to be the ringleader here to a point, do you know that Clarence Thomas and Hillary Clinton went to law school together? Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And so Hillary, who's known him for a long time, basically has been out there talking about who he is as a person. He's full of resentment. He has grievances galore against Democrats or liberals, and he's a very angry guy. I could see that. I see all of that, frankly, in the response. We're going after the next group, you know, the prayer in schools and that sort of thing. To disrupt the face of society for one's own goals.
Is that really what? How to live their lives.
Well, yeah, and is that the job of a Supreme Court justice? In my mind, no, it isn't. But at any rate, this is just some of the stuff that is filtering through that's part of this decision. Here's something that's pretty interesting, and I'm not quite sure what the motivation is here. Most of the major drug companies like CVS, Rite Aid is part of, no, Rite Aid is part of Walgreens, I think. Anyway, they have announced they're going to limit the amount of Plan B coverage that they have for customers to not necessarily, it's not a political statement, it looks like, it's just that there's a run on the morning after pills.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to kind of, now, does this mean the drug company's going to make more because there's more of a market for it? And then the pharmacies, big and small, can have more to dispense?
One would think, but it's not something that would happen overnight. So right now, they have to limit the, mm-hmm. with the increased demand, they have to limit it to what? They're doing 3 per customer at the moment?
3 pills?
Three packages.
How many are in a package?
We'll have to ask the Google machine for that one.
So how do you use a morning after pill? I have to plead ignorance here.
You know, you take the medication within 72 hours after unprotected sex, or if contraception fails, that's when you take it, and it's.
But how do you know if contraception fails after just 72 hours?
The prophylactic breaks.
A hole in it.
If the prophylactic breaks, if a woman is on birth control and is also taking some kind of medication that might interact mm-hmm. with the birth control, causing it to be ineffective, there's just a bunch of different reasons.
So is this another way around trying to overcome the issue or deal with the issue instead of having the physical abortion, as much as this is really unpleasant for me to talk about, frankly, but at any rate, it's...
So Plan B, what it does is it is kind of exactly what it's called. It's Plan B. So it mm-hmm. it's not anything related to abortion. It causes the person to not become pregnant should plan A fail.
Okay. Got it.
If that makes sense.
Yep. All right, some comments from social media, trending items, certainly the Roe v. Wade. Yes, right. So what are some of the comments here that you want to pass along from folks who have made it obvious what their feelings are in following our discussions?
Stephanie Meggs says, when women control their fertility, they control their lives and their opportunities. It's very simple, and frankly, there are not two legitimate sides to this issue. Don't want an abortion, don't have one, but don't presume to make choices for other women. Deb Lavelle in the same camp says, can someone clarify for me how this isn't a First Amendment issue? Not everyone believes that life starts at conception, so isn't this infringing on some people who are Jewish or atheist or Islam?
Mm-hmm.
Mary Kay Francis, or Mary Kay, I'm sorry, Mary Francis Crack says that people wonder why they're losing friends over a difference of opinion and asking why we can't just love and respect each other.
Oh my God.
Anyway, but if you believe I shouldn't have a choice in what happens to my body, then you don't respect me, and without love, there is no respect. It's as simple as that. Where Nancy McComb on the other side says the fetus is a living being that needs to be kept alive. Adopt the baby out after birth if the mother doesn't want it.
Okay, so that was my mind and my heart went to Mary Crack's comments. But to Nancy McComb, I would say, and to others, I would like to know what the plan is for bringing the baby to term. All right, so the government has said that you must keep the baby if you get pregnant. Okay, I'm square with that because that's what I believe ought to be done. But then, at the end of the day, what's the plan for the baby when it's born? If you're having an adoption, I'm sorry, if you're having an abortion, there's obviously an issue with you and having a baby. So if you don't want the baby, for whatever the reason, none of our business, then what are you going to do to protect the baby once it's born, to take care of the baby once it's born? That's the other side of this issue that no one is talking about, and that needs to be part of the public discussion. 18 after the hour.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Calling all dinosaur fans, Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps in the theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
Your friends will love this refreshing sparkling wine.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
You love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer podcast.
His kid comes to the farm, he'd never been there before, and he starts telling me about how I have to do something in a particular way. And I've been doing it the right way, which wasn't his way, for a long time. And I just said to him, hey, I'm not going to do what you're supposed to do. He says, well, on page 46, look right here. This is what it says you're supposed to do. All he knows is what he reads on page 46. You know, maybe the average person says, I don't need to know that. Well, you know, there's a little more to it than that.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go. 23 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. The Chris Martin story, I think, is interesting in the celebrity gossip department, Jay.
Sweet. It's a really sweet story.
And it's nice. Didn't you see, didn't Tom Hanks do something like this? Oh, he didn't sing for them. He has done this a couple of times. He's people getting
crashes.
Married. And Yeah.
Not crashes weddings, but like if he sees a bride getting into the limo or a bride and the groom taking pictures, he always goes up to them to congratulate them. Bill Murray has been known to crash weddings if he's somewhere and there's a reception going on.
Mm-hmm. So here, the story of newlyweds and their encounter with Chris Martin. We'll get to that right after this.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cash Back Match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
So the Chris Martin story is kind of cute because he's a star, and here he is at our wedding. Woohoo! with his girlfriend, no less, right?
Yeah, this was a really cute story. So Chris Martin had just performed at the
Leader of Coldplay, for those who don't know.
Oh, yes, yes, right. That's an important fact.
Yes.
And he and girlfriend Dakota Johnson were at a local pub grabbing some drinks, and in walks this future bride and groom-to-be doing a kind of a tasting or whatever, a meeting prior to their wedding. And the landlord of the venue notices Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson were there, and he takes his 13-year-old son over to meet them because his son is a pianist, and he just thought it would be a really cool moment. Well, anyway, the conversation of the wedding came up, and that the future bride and groom were there, and then the bride and groom-to-be were saying how his song, Coldplay's song, A Sky Full of Stars, is actually going to be their first dance.
Oh.
And without missing a beat, Chris Martin is like, oh, that's so wonderful. There's a piano here. Would you like me to play it for you? And then proceeds to play the soon-to-be newlyweds,
that's cool,
their first dance song. And yeah, everybody said that he was just so cool and chill. And the landlord of the business even said that everybody left them alone, essentially. Mm-hmm. And he thought that maybe that's why it was kind of also Chris Martin showing his gratitude, because he is such a big star. And the landlord even said that he didn't recognize Dakota Johnson, but all of the women on the staff were just completely fangirling out for her.
Oh, really?
So she's amazing.
Like you.
Yes.
Like her. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Every time I see her, because she's just she has this really chill vibe and bangs that look fantastic. And every time I see pictures of her, I'm like, oh, I should get bangs. And then I go and look at a picture of myself with bangs, and I'm like, I should never get bangs again.
Her father is Don Johnson. Is Melanie Griffith her mother? I think that's her
that's her mom too. Yeah.
All right. So there it is, fan crush time here on the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a presumed migrant smuggling attempt that led to the deaths of 51 people in a locked big rig, two Mexican nationals have been charged in San Antonio, Texas. They're both charged with illegal possession of firearms and overstaying their visas. No charges directly related to the deaths have been processed as of Wednesday morning. A Mexican government official tweeted that at least 22 of the dead were from Mexico. Turkey agreed Tuesday to lift their objections to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, paving the way for the two Nordic nations to begin the joining process. Ghislaine Maxwell on Tuesday was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a federal court on sex trafficking and other charges. She was the one that was helping Jeffrey Epstein and his notorious behavior. A Harris County judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked pre-Roe abortion ban in Texas. That was being enforced while the state's trigger law has yet to take effect. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Biden laptop continues to expose President Biden. He's been caught misleading the American people.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
President Biden in a 2018 voicemail.
Hey, pal, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article released the thing on online. This is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times. It's good. I think it's clear.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer on Fox News says Biden's Department of Justice won't do anything. But Republicans will expose the truth.
There will be an investigation. I can guarantee that. We have already been conducting a lot of interviews. We have been conducting a lot of research. We have combed over the hard drive. The Department of Justice can continue to sit around and do nothing and act like there's not a problem. But regardless of what happened, we are going to hold hearings in January. We would love to have Hunter Biden come before the hearings.
Nicholas Cruz previously pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder for the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. A jury consisting of 7 men and 5 women will decide if he gets the death penalty. It must be a unanimous decision. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Applause for the next Step and Good Day program. Hello to David Lewis and Larry. Let's see who else is here. Shane, how do you do? Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 34 after the hour. It is interesting how I play into some of these stories where people help other people and they fix problems. I have been accused of being a fixer all my life. I have been attracted to women
that you need to fix.
Either were unavailable or they need to be fixed. And so I took it upon myself, and I think I've seen the results of it, and I probably should have learned my lesson a long time ago, but I think I mistake trying to fix something with trying to help somebody, because when you try to fix, if you can't fix your own life, I think I've done a fairly good job of leading a good life, but that doesn't mean that I need to or should involve myself in somebody else's life. And that sort of plays into the Roe v. Wade thing. People say, well, why do you have these strong feelings? I have these strong feelings because it isn't in my mind, it's what I want to do. I want to fix everything. I want everything to be okay. I want everything to be smooth and swell and great and people to feel good about themselves and their lives and stuff. And it's like I was a priest. My grandmother wanted me to be a minister. And she was on me from the time I was almost old enough to walk.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes, yeah. It was big time stuff. So... Anyway, when I look at all the stuff, the rights in the world that need to be, the wrongs that need to be righted, I look at things like Brittany Griner and where this is going. She shows that there are pictures of her in shackles in this Russian court. If you're not remembering who she is, she's that WNBA superstar that was caught in Russia with some weed.
Yeah,
and so they grabbed her and... she was in court, but what happened? She was wearing a gray T-shirt and sweats, apparently, according to people that were there. So what happened to the proceeding? Or is there more to come?
There's more to come. So the hearing is going to be July 1st. And as for what Russia is apparently saying, that they will not negotiate her release with the U.S. until that hearing. And so that is July 1st, slated right now, but it keeps getting pushed. So we'll see. Russia claims that she is not a political prisoner.
Oh,
boy. So, can we believe anything they say?
No! No.
So ridiculous.
No, and no. Well, that's a whole good thought for her. She is an example. She has become a poster woman, a poster girl, poster lady for all that's wrong over there. And there are people who say, well, she got what she deserved because she had grass on her. You know, hello, it's 2022 and it's legal in most places, at least here. I don't know. Is it legal in Russia? I don't even know.
Is
marijuana legal in Russia?
I don't think it is, but don't they have bigger fish to fry right now? Like, aren't there other things that they should be taking up their time with?
Like Chris says that it isn't legal in Russia. I don't know how he knows that. I'm not asking too many questions. Okay, speaking of asking questions, let's do a takeaway from the January 6th hearings, trying to figure out who this lady is, Cassidy Hutchinson. Did you watch? I actually watched a little of that last night on one of the news things. Did you watch her?
Yeah. It's fascinating. She's the aide to Trump's chief of staff.
Yes. Yep. And
so
she was in
there and a lot of stuff. She
didn't do him any good.
There were a lot of takeaways. And, of course, it's a lot of what she says is going to be fought in due process. Everybody has a chance to see what they're going to say.
So how do you know what to believe? If you're on a jury and there's testimony and it's corroborated or whatever, let's not take this necessarily, but any trial, you watch all of these Law & Order trials. I am obviously a big fan of Law & Order, that whole series of shows, because I think they're well written, well acted, they give you a lot to think about. So in this case, what do we have to think about? And if you were on a jury, whether it's this or anything, how would you decide? I've been on juries. Have you been on juries in your life?
I've never done jury duty. I would like to. I want to know what the experience is.
Yeah, it's great.
But with so much, it's so easy to be biased or prejudiced, even if it's not regarding January 6th. If it's anything else,
yeah,
we all already have
how
our
get
ideas,
the straight
our
story.
Own morals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you put your own thoughts aside to try to perceive what the facts are?
Yep.
Maybe that's why there's so many.
So what? And then when you think about that, is there an axe to grind with it? I've been on three or four juries, and I remember I was the lead, the jury foreman, and I think two of the trials that I know. I remember one, but I think two were going way back. And I thought, how do we evaluate? I was trying to think about it as a lawyer, and then I thought about it as a human being. Then I thought about it, what if this woman, in this case, the last trial I did, was my sister. Would I believe her? And you know, so you get into all of this stuff trying to get at the truth. How do you really know what the truth is? Is this woman telling the truth? The people who love Trump say, no, she's a liar. Well, okay, so how do you back that up?
Mm-hmm.
How does she seem to have the goods? even though it's the New York Times love, they were like all the liberal news media lapping it up because they don't like Trump. Well, in this circumstance, I think where she was, her office, what she heard, what she said about him and losing his temper and throwing dishes around. And I mean, this is the mark of somebody who's not too stable. And I've always said very openly on the air, I don't think he's stable. So you can go from there, whatever. That mean he's good or bad at whatever he does. He's just not rooted in reality, obviously, in this case. So what else? What did she say that was, for those who didn't hear it, a couple of highlights? Do you want to highlight a few things?
Yeah, she claimed that Trump knew there were weapons being confiscated by supporters who came for his rally. He apparently wanted the metal detectors to be removed, and he said that he knew that nobody was there to harm him, so he didn't care if they had weapons.
Wow.
He knew that they were then going to the Capitol. He wanted to go to, this is all allegedly what she said, or mm-hmm. what she said allegedly about him, and that
allegedly he what to, he said according
he,
to her.
Allegedly what he said according to her, yes.
Yeah, and okay.
That he wanted to go to the Capitol, and Secret Service were getting in his way, and he tried to jump up from the backseat of his limo to take the steering wheel because he was, so frustrated he wanted to go there, that he apparently said when people were chanting threats against Mike Pence, he was in the idea that, well, Pence deserves it, whatever happens to him.
Yeah, I've heard that a number of times from a number of people. Yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of these things. And apparently her boss, the chief of staff,
Mark Meadows.
Mark Meadows was saying that he warned her a couple of days before January 6th, and he's like, this could get real, real fast, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then
bad
on the flip
fast.
Side, yeah, and on the flip side, she said that Tony Ornato, then White House Deputy Chief of Staff, said Robert Engel was the Secret Service person, the Secret Service agent, who told her about Trump, repeatedly told about Trump and the situation with the Capitol and trying to take the steering wheel. However, Ornato claims that that was never a conversation. So we're just going to have to see.
Yeah. I thought it was, in looking back at this, I've kind of poo-pooed a conversation of this because I think it was one of the worst days as far as our country is concerned in my memory. And I remember looking at the signs, and now I've seen them again. Save America March. According to whom? I understand a lot of people believe what Trump has said, and there are so many people who say that he wasn't, you're out of your mind, basically. That's what they said. There's not enough evidence here on any level to prove that there was a fraudulent election. Did we like the results of the election? There were a lot of things that went on in this election I didn't like. Frankly, I don't like the whole voting issue. Who votes and who doesn't vote, all that stuff adds up to having fractured results and giving people a reason to say, hey, here's a problem. Do we know these votes all were counted, or do we know that this person had the chance to vote? I mean, all of that stuff adds up to giving Trump some credibility, because there were a lot of irregularities, but apparently not enough. Now, is that because people don't want to? It sort of reminds me of the Gerry Ford statement. We've seen the Constitution, and it works when he replaced Richard Nixon as president. When you see how all of this stuff fits together, let me go back even further. Let's go back to when Kennedy was shot and what happened when LBJ, who some people think was involved, I actually don't, from what Jack Anderson wrote in his book and what I have learned from any number of interviews that I did around that in the mid to late 70s, this thing surfaced again after the Warren Commission report, which was ridiculous. There wasn't a word of truth in it. There are a lot of people who know, and the credibility, the kinds of people that were there on the Knoll or who got rid of the people. There's this whole thing about the mafia being involved in that, and the Russians being involved in it, and the people who were hired, when the supposedly the shots were fired on the grassy knoll. As soon as they were fired, the people that did the shooting were taken away, and they were eliminated. And there are people who appointed, they've tried to bring the government. I think there's a great conspiracy here. And so that's why I'm bringing the conversation in, because I think this is a huge conspiracy. And I don't know on which side the conspiracy about who killed JFK has been settled in my mind for a long time. I think there is a conspiracy, and I think it's on both sides. I think that there are conspirators around Trump and his message, and I think there are conspirators on the other side who just want to get Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And so how did they back again to what's the truth, and how does it come out, and will it be years before the truth actually comes out? That's, you know, it's just, I don't know. We just you can keep talking more about the hearing and what the committee is trying to do and how some people are enraged by their attitude and disrespect toward the former president. There was a video. Did you see this of Mike Flynn, the former national security advisor, taking the fifth after Liz Cheney asked him if he believed in the peaceful transfer of political power? How do you
really?
Not
no,
say
that?
How do you not say, yes, I believe in the... Why would you take the fifth?
Yeah.
What? How does that work? Right. And the people who are looking for pardons, the whole business, now that's, I think that's a real can of worms. At first it looked like Mark Meadows, who was the chief of staff, as you mentioned, and Giuliani were trying to get presidential pardons because of their role in all of this. And then everybody in the White House and all of members of the family, there was certainly a cry of from people that were in the staff, hey, give me a pardon. I could go down with a ship here. Anyway, I find it this whole thing to be very disturbing. And it goes on.
I think we're already years removed from when January 6th happened. And it's still...
So somebody, a television critic, and this is where I kind of got on and got off. There's a lawyer there for Ginny Thomas, who's Clarence Thomas's wife, says she'll take the fifth. She's not going to testify to the committee. Hello, duh. And that makes that kind of, this makes me crazy. Clarence Thomas is beginning to make me nuts, and his wife too. They're so just wrong for that job anymore. And whether there's impeachment to try to get rid of him and the other two who lied, there's going to be a movement. You can count on there being a movement to try to get rid of the Supreme Court justices who basically lied to the Senate. Anyway, the TV critic that was watching this said that the session played like the Watergate hearings or like an episode of 24. And for those of us who are fans of 24, you can really understand why they said that. So anyway, that's some of the stuff from Tuesday's hearing here. It's 48 past the hour.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All in one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's time for us to visit the farm, talk about food and family issues. And surely you will see posted at DougSteffen.com at the on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air, a picture that speaks a thousand words. The picture is of a very fat cow. And the caption above the picture of the fat cow is, "This is proof that eating salad all day, every day, does not make you skinny." It's cute.
It's kind of cute.
All right. High fuel prices, a big problem, as we know. Farms around the country having to deal with rising fuel prices and thus the growing pressure on farmers as they grapple with how much it costs to grow your food. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says that the cost of fuel and electricity, which is really fuel, is going to increase by a third this year. 34%, in fact, over the costs at the same time last year. I think yesterday we went through the stats of how much more it's going to cost you for your 4th of July barbecue. Prices up there, was it 17-18% over last year for the combined, let's buy corn, hamburger buns, whatever it is. And so the American Farm Bureau, analyzing these factors, is trying to tell people what to expect in basic terms. The war in Ukraine, obviously, is a problem because of the cost of the availability, basically, of the crude oil. And thus we point our finger once again, not that pointing the finger of blame fixes anything, but it really is due to terrible, really awful leadership that we don't have enough oil to go around. Diesel prices averaging $5.71 a gallon.
Yeah, that's double $2 in the last 2 years.
Yeah, right. I just told you, I just ordered fuel for the farm. Last year, the same amount of fuel cost me, I think, $3,400 for what I put in. And this year, the same amount of fuel was $7,000. So wow. How do you do that? How does that work? Especially with the fragility of the economy of agriculture in general and farms in general. So anyway, solutions to this. Local, local, local. Because the fuel prices are as high as they are, some of the things that your local farmer is using are going to affect the commodity price, even if you know it doesn't have to be hauled around. That's just it, because we're all paying more for diesel, paying more for help if you can find it, all of that sort of stuff. And the problem is that these, as long as the war goes on, is not going to break. This is not going to, you know, it'll affect the profit, who stays in business. I can't tell you how many, every day I look at the farm trades and see one after another auction. We're going out of farming, families quitting, selling the farm, all that stuff. And that's going to affect what you pay wherever you get your food. It's going to affect it. Fewer people growing, there's less competition, so the prices are going to go up there. Maybe the good news here is, according to the USDA, that the decline in prices will come after an expansion of refining capacity. Where is that? You watch the weather, the droughts, the hurricane season has started, all that kind of stuff. I wish I could paint a better picture, but there isn't a better picture to be painted. But you do need to be, you know, kind of close paying attention to what's on the local farms. More a focus on something else quickly after this.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com. Plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
All right, so the good news is, Krispy Kreme lovers, they're going to give away free donuts July 4th. There it is. That's the fix for everybody's diet. If you don't eat salad all day, you might as well eat donuts, right? Free donuts. Free donuts for everyone at Krispy Tree. Say it again, Doug. Krispy Kreme over this 4th of July Independence Day weekend. There it is. 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.